This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleague Veronique Durigy at the Mercatus Center, George Mason University, commenting on tariffs, much in the news since April. And I've been speaking about tariffs for several directions, good, bad, and what are they? What I've got right now is that tariffs are a VAT. That's what I'm told. They're a VAT. If you go to Europe, you pay VAT every time you consume something. And a VAT is much desired by major league economists I read, and over the years I've been told again and again, VAT is the solution. America hasn't gone there yet. We do a regressive tax on the income. But in any event, Veronique, a very good evening to you. The defense of tariffs by Mr. Trump and his administration is they are a VAT. Is that accurate? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, it's they're actually saying it's a consumption tax, which the VAT, the value added tax, is. And no, it's not really accurate, because a value added tax or any other consumption tax usually applies to all consumption, and tariffs roughly applies to imported goods, and that's roughly 11% to 15% of all consumption in the U.S. So it's really actually only applying to just a small amount, so it's not really neutral with regard to how it's applied, and the other thing really that is really important, and you and I have talked about this many times, and it's always worth reminding people, is that actually most of what Americans import are input of things to put in production. In American production, so actually it's not final. It's not final consumption. It's their inputs, and so it really actually is not a consumption. And then of course it fails the because the president puts them on and remove them and put them on and remove them and exempt some of the things and pause them and then just reinstate them, right? It doesn't have the stability of a consumption tax or a tax in general that economists value.
All right, let me make another explanation for tariffs. Recently, a headline in the Financial Times said that the S&P ratings company that looks at the American debt was not changing the prospect of the American debt as had been expected because there's so much revenue flowing in from the tariffs. In other words, the tax cut of 2017 that was continued indefinitely by the Big Beautiful Bill is now no longer a burden to the debt, and it's not growing out of hand, and we're not going to get downrated. Isn't that a good reason for the tariffs?
Well, I mean, you want to raise revenue from a good tax. Tariffs are not a good tax, in part because they're really not neutral. They're only, as I said, very selective on some goods. But the other reality is that you want to actually be able to raise as much revenue as you can with creating as little distortions, economic distortions, as you can. And tariffs really don't do that well. These tariffs, they're raising a lot of revenue so far, but it's mostly because they're not yet protective tariffs. They're not yet tariffs that are dissuading consumers to buy goods from abroad. But if the administration, which has said it wanted people to stop consuming things from abroad and actually shift consumption more towards domestic goods, if really that comes to pass, you can't raise revenue, because either you raise revenue because you're not dissuading consumption, right? Or you're dissuading consumption and not raising revenue. So I don't know. I mean, you can't have it both ways. I wouldn't count on tariffs to replace the income tax anytime soon. I mean, just a matter of scale. This year, if we extrapolate the $30 billion that have been raised in July alone to 10 to 12 months, right, you would get $360 billion in revenue. Think about it this way. The income tax, which is extremely progressive, and it's a very distortive tax, which is why economists usually don't like the income tax. It raised $2.2 trillion. We are nowhere near being able to raise that much revenue with tariffs.
You also make the case that corporate taxes are inefficient and tariffs are inefficient as corporate taxes are. What does that mean to be inefficient tax?
Well, so an efficient tax is one that actually doesn't raise that much money while creating enormous distortions. The taxes that are the most distortive are the tax usually that are taxes on capital. And it's not so it's because they prevent investment. That means it prevents investing in technology that will make the workforce more productive and grow wages. And so the corporate income tax is actually really inefficient this way. It's one of the most distortive tax. And tariffs, because they apply to capital, I mean, they're extremely distortive. In fact, there's an analysis from Cal Palmerlo at AEI that goes in details and actually shows that the tariffs, because they're so arbitrary, targeted on some specific things, and capital and a capital tax are worse than our current capital taxes. So it's really not great.
Stability, that's important for taxes. Yeah. You present the case that tariffs are not stable. Is that because they're doing bilateral deals and it depends on the thinking that night whether they're going to be imposed or not?
Yeah, it's less about the deals. It's more about the president put them on and removing them, and also not knowing whether, for instance, the next presidents are going to remove them. Even if the president wasn't constantly changing his mind about things, you could put them in place, and then in 4 years someone would come along and then remove them, or you know the Democrats would get in Congress, like actually reclaim some of the power to impose tariffs from the presidency. And then basically tariff regime companies would have gotten used to would actually go away. So for that reason, this not knowing that this is actually a stable regime makes it really a bad tax.
Protectionism. Do the tariffs protect industries such as the automobile industry and what does that mean if they're protected? Does that mean people can't buy foreign?
Well, they're meant to actually protect them from competition. But the problem is that with our global supply chain, what effectively is happening is that they're really hurting the automobile industry. All of the automobiles that are built here, I mean, they rely on the supply chain and on global imports to do things. And in part because it makes no sense to actually some of these inputs from here, which because we don't make them. We don't make them because it makes no sense for us with either because of our labor force or our regulatory regime or things like this. So, for instance, you've seen it with GM. GM, which is supposed to be an automobile brand that is protected by these tariffs, is actually faced a 35% reduction in its earnings because it's eating the tariffs right now. And it's not pushing yet the increase of the tariffs onto consumers. And the reason is that they're waiting to see whether there's a chance that the president is going to back down and bring the tariffs down much lower. But it won't last, right? It won't last. And what's going to happen is like they're going to push the price onto consumers. Prices are going to go up and the demand for cars and for GM cars are going to go down. So it's not, they're not... The idea is to protect them. The reality is actually it's really hurting them.
Veronique de Rezegue, George Gipps Chair in Political Economy, a Senior Research Fellow at Mercatus Center, George Mason University.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.